From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian-declared humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebels in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. The United Nations says about 250,000 civilians are in desperate need of supplies on Aleppo's eastern side, and hundreds of others who urgently need medical care also need to be evacuated. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrest of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, Parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. U.S. officials say an American military trainer was shot dead and 2 others critically injured by Jordanian security forces in a gun battle in an airbase Friday, correcting an earlier statement by the Jordanian military that 2 Americans had been killed. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at the gate of the Al Jafar airbase in southern Jordan. A Jordanian officer was wounded in the gunfire. Jordan receives financial help from the U.S. and is a key ally, being a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in neighboring Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. In the United States, the presidential candidates from both major parties and their surrogates are campaigning heavily in the states where it's too close to call.